Nolte, Pete Buttigieg plays uniter after months of Christian bashing. By John Nolte on October 16, 2019. Did you get a chance to check out mean little Mayor Pete Buttigieg suddenly morphing into Mayor Uniter during Tuesday night's debate? You know, after he spent months trashing anyone who doesn't agree with him as a terrible Christian? Man, the nerve of this slimy little punk, this wormy little name-caller. This pious, mean-spirited, sanctimonious, virtue-signaling prig, this big-time mayor of the fourth-largest city in Indiana. Buttigieg's brand-spanking new idea of bringing people together, of uniting the country after President Trump's defeat, wasn't some offhand comment, either. It was his theme for the night. Here's part of his opening statement. I want you to picture what it's going to be like. What it's actually going to feel like in this country the first day the sun comes up after Donald Trump has been president. But really think about where we'll be, vulnerable. Even more torn apart by politics than we are right now. I'm running to be the president who can turn the page and unify a dangerously polarized country while tackling those issues. And here's how he closed the night. I believe only the president can build a sense of belonging and purpose for the entire country. The purpose of the presidency is not the glorification of the president. It is the unification of the American people. And I'm asking for your vote to be that president. Hey, fuck you, pal. You think we're going to forget you going on Meet the Press to trash Christians over their support for Trump? You know, the guy who does not want to force us to bake gay wedding cakes. Who does not want to tax our churches out of existence, who does not blame God for his own sins. Yep, here's Mayor Uniter launching his campaign by trashing tens of millions of Christians as unchristian over their support for the orange bad man. It's something that frustrates me because the hypocrisy is unbelievable. Here you have somebody, Trump, that not only acts in a way that's not consistent with anything I hear in scripture or church where it is about lifting up the least among us and taking care of strangers, which is another word for immigrants, and making sure that you're focusing your efforts on the poor. Also personally how you're supposed to conduct yourself. Not chest-pumping look at me-ism but humbling yourself among others. Foot washing is a central image in the New Testament. We see the diametric opposite of that in this presidency. If that's not bad enough, Mayor Pete is an openly gay man. Gay married to another man, which is fine, I don't care. Hey, if you lower my taxes, kill terrorists, keep us out of stupid wars, protect the border, deport illegal aliens, and leave my faith alone. I don't care if you're a lesbian Muslim married to a staple gun. But Mayor Pete claims God made him a homosexual. So our quarrel over his open homosexuality is with God. That's the thing that I wish the Mike Pences of the world would understand. That if you have a problem with who I am, your problem is not with me. Your quarrel, sir, is with my Creator. It's hard to face the truth that there were times in my life when, if you had shown me exactly what it was inside me that made me gay, I would have cut it out with a knife. First off, no one is quarreling with his homosexuality. And because no one has attacked his sexuality, to play the martyr, Buttigieg has had to invent attacks with the malicious and dishonest use of evangelicals and Mike Pence as straw men. Buttigieg's entire presidential campaign was launched on hatred for Christians, on attacks against Christians who said nothing about him, on a cynical and divisive campaign to attract Hollywood mega donors, and establishment media love using the easiest and most dishonest way there is, smearing as bigots everyday Americans who just want to be left alone. At least Barack Obama had the decency to try to keep his bitter clinger beliefs secret. He said those infamous words about Christians and gun owners at a private gathering of political donors in 2008. Not mean little Mayor Pete, though. Oh, no, to make a splash in an ocean of demented Democrat candidates. This smug bigot slashed and slashed and slashed away at his Christian straw men. And now that his humiliating campaign remains stuck in single digits, just a few points ahead of some guy named Andrew Yang, he's trying to act like an adult, like a president. Mayor Pete is one of the smallest, most bitter and angry presidential candidates in recent memory. His is a campaign based on lies and grievance and othering. He's a monster of rage packaged as a little boy. And God help any Christian should he become president and keep his promise of packing the Supreme Court with 15 hand-picked justices. Because goal number one will be to outlaw traditional Christianity. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.